And welcome to Wine Wednesday. I have already had some champagne, so I'm not going to be having any more. We had a nice little lunch here in the office with champagne because my birthday is coming up, so we did a little early celebration. But today is Future Rich's Wine Wednesday, where we do short form and talk about specific concepts and definitions and topics to give you more information. And so last week we talked about how to utilize what is commonly referred to as a mega backdoor Roth. And today what I wanted to talk about a little bit is what a regular Roth conversion is. And so a Roth conversion essentially is where you take pre-tax money. Typically in this scenario, you would be using, would you use the example of an IRA? So it's all pre-tax money. And then you convert that. So if you think about, you have your IRA over here, you then take it and roll it over to your Roth IRA here. And that is called a conversion. Now, there are some pretty critical rules around that. One is it needs to be a direct rollover from the IRA over here. And second is when you do a Roth conversion, the Roth conversion needs to be completed by December 31st of that calendar year. You will owe tax on the transaction. The tax is determined by where you fall with your ordinary income brackets. Typically, and now remember, this is just going over the general concept. So if it's something you're interested in, you need to consult a financial advisor or a tax professional to get specific advice for your own specific situation. But from a concept wise, typically if you're doing this switch from IRA into Roth, converting those dollars over, they ask you if you want to withhold anything for taxes. Typically, the answer would be no, because most people doing this are under 59 and a half. In order to maximize this transaction so that you get the biggest benefit from it is you wouldn't want to withhold any taxes. You would want to, let's say you had $10,000 in the IRA, you would want to move the entire amount over and convert it into the Roth. Now, when you go to file your taxes, you have to do it by December 31st, so that you file your taxes then the following year by April 15th, you would owe taxes on that transaction. The amount of tax would be determined by where you fall ordinary income-wise for the federal brackets. And then this transaction, that $10,000, would go in on top of that income. So typically, a Roth conversion is really only a good idea if you are going to be I like to say an artificially lower tax bracket. So you have an opportunity. So the example I use often is my sister, when she went to law school, she had no income. So it made sense to convert her monies. It obviously didn't make sense to convert the entire amount because it would have pushed her into a higher tax bracket. But it did make sense to convert it incrementally over those 3 years she was in law school. And we didn't withhold anything for taxes because that would have been an under 59 and a half penalty. I think where I see a lot of mistakes is people who are not eligible to make a deductible IRA contribution and therefore make a non-deductible IRA contribution, then try and convert. And that you run into what's called the pro rata rule. And so you don't want to run into the pro rata rule. So this really only makes sense if you have an IRA that is all pre-tax money, all deductible monies, not any non-deductible monies, and you're going to then be converting it over into a Roth IRA. That's where I think it makes the most sense. Every once in a while, you'll see somebody do it from a 401k. You can convert from 401k into Roth that way as well. You don't have to have it in an IRA. You could take it from a 401k, but you need to check with your workplace plan to see if the 401k allows for partial distributions, depends on the workplace plan. But the concept overarching is you can have an opportunity in, I think, when you're in an artificially low tax year, so you're taking time off to raise a family, or you're taking time off to go back to school, or start a business is usually a pretty low income year, at least the people I know. So you can move monies that are pre-tax and convert them over to monies that are post-tax, and then let those monies continue to grow tax-free. And then you pay the taxes when you go to file. The new ruling, or not new, but a change since I've been doing this, is you used to be able to undo the Roth conversion. So for instance, you went and filed your taxes and your accountant said, oh my God, you're going to owe, I don't know, $3,000 for that transaction. That was 30% tax. You don't want to do that. It was a terrible idea because maybe you thought you weren't going to make very much money and then you made a lot of money or something happened. You used to be able to go and undo it. Like we could put it all back and it was complicated, but we could basically make it as if it didn't happen. You can't do that anymore. So if you do a Roth conversion by December 31st of the calendar year, you have to deal with the tax consequences. There's no way to get out of that. We can't undo it, or your advisor wouldn't be able to undo it, or your tax professional wouldn't be able to undo it, as far as I know. But that is the overall concept of a Roth conversion. I think they're a great little trick to know about and to take advantage of when the situation is right. And to know whether the situation is right for you or not is to consult a professional who knows your specific information, whether that's a financial advisor or a tax professional. But yeah, so that is what a Roth conversion is. Roths are one of my favorite vehicles. And so we have a free download on the website, futurerichpodcast.com. And it talks about all the fun facts about Roth IRAs. So if you haven't already, you can check that out. And then as always, we will be dropping new podcasts every Friday. And we will be doing the Wine Wednesdays for the rest of the summer. So if you have any topics that you would like me to cover, topics, definitions, anything explained in detail in a short form, let us know. But thanks for listening.